The Kalamazoo Symphony is planning to celebrate strings on our next concert. All strings. Our soloist is Yolanda Condonasis, a virtuoso harpist. The harp's history goes back at least to 2000 BC, and it's been a vital musical instrument in all cultures of the world. Of course, composers were drawn to write for it. At this concert, we'll have the pleasure of hearing two harp concerti, one by Hovhaannis and one by Debussy. Alan Hovhaannis, an American composer of Armenian and Scottish descent, was amazingly prolific. When he died in the year 2000, he had published at least 500 works. The Concerto for Harp and Strings was written in 1973. It's Hovhaannis' Opus 267. Like much of his music, it's filled with exotic incantations. At the start, the harp plays in octaves while the strings flutter in pizzicato. Later in the piece, the harp again plays a melody in the Oriental style, and in the background, the strings play an ad lib pizzicato. Hovhaannis entitled the next section, Dawn in Paradise. The chords are ethereal. To close the concerto, the harp offers a melancholy waltz. The Kalamazoo audience will be treated to a second work for harp and strings, the well-known Sacred and Profane Dances of Claude Debussy. The sacred dance of this 1904 work starts out in the simplest of fashions, with quiet strings playing in unison. Much of the harp writing exhibits full chords moving smoothly throughout the range of the instrument. This sacred dance transitions into a profane dance. Here the word profane doesn't mean vulgar, but rather the old definition of outside the church or not sacred. The dance is a cheerful waltz. The harp is featured in what it does best, arpeggios up and down the strings. And Debussy adds a little wink at the end of the dance. It's an extraordinary concert that awaits you at the next Kalamazoo Symphony performance.